This is the April 9th, Tuesday meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission, special session at 5:30.
April 9th,
5:31 p.m. First things first, call to order, which I just did, and then roll call.
Wendetta Hill.
Present.
Karen Schumacher.
Present.
Sharon Stetter.
Here.
Laura Morgan.
Present.
Kadri Wilkinson.
Present.
Sandra Smith.
Here.
Bill Higgins.
Here.
Nina Williams. Here.
Since we have no call to the public, we'll go ahead and go to item one. Just as a refresher for those, if anybody doesn't remember, tonight we called a special session so we can vote on the time of and place of our SIG Art Machine unveiling party, since the last location did not work out for us. I'm going to go ahead and turn that over to Sharon, since she is the one that has been negotiating that.
So it took, it was a very interesting way that things turned around. Leaving the meeting last Monday, I decided I did want to eat dinner, took a girlfriend, and we went to table. And as we were sitting there at the end of dinner, walked Michael Page. I said, sit down, let me buy you a glass of wine. And he got very excited about the idea, and they have the place for it. There's, if you go into the building, there's a piano on the mirrored elevator wall that faces into the restaurant, but that's not where we want it to be for our party. But that's where they want it to be on a kind of a permanent basis. Anyway, he was all gung-ho and said, yeah, I know exactly where it should go. And then two nights later, I happened to be at the Ask Dinner at Anna's Seasonal Kitchen's Spanish night dinner, where she sets you up in family-style seating and she puts your name on the table and you don't know who you're going to sit with. Right next to me was Rob Page. So, and he's left for Ireland. He's going to be gone for 3 weeks. So I said, Rob, just to get double confirmation. And he said that sounded like a great idea. He even thinks it's going to be good for them. So that said, then I started asking Michael Page if we could get together and have a real meeting, Karen and I and he. But he left town. He's never available. I'm just going to tell you that this dealing with them is it's really slimy, kind of. I don't know how to explain it. But I think we just move ahead and do everything ourselves. I don't think that they're intentionally. I just think it's just not. They're just not.
They're just busy, too. Yeah.
They've got other things going on. So he wrote back today. I wrote him, can you just say in writing that we can have an unveiling on the 24th of May, 2019, for the BAC SIG Art Vending Machine, pretty please. Our meeting is on Tuesday. And then he wrote back, yes, you can put the cigarette machine into the convention center as per Rob and Michael on the date specified 24th of May. And I just said, let's get together when you have time so we can plan the party slash event. And he said, okie doke. So we probably end up putting the machine in there before the 24th of May, but we won't have it loaded until the 24th of May.
That's great.
Okay. That's a really good idea.
Very good. Yeah.
And where exactly is it going to go? You're talking about the mirrors?
It's going to go on that wall that faces the table restaurant. But initially, they've got the rotunda area inside the convention center that's supposed to be some beer thing that's not there yet.
So we have a party right there.
That's where the party is going to be. And so there's a place.
It's next to the elevator.
It's right in the doors that you go into where the coffee shop is. It's that
the other
whole
side
big
of
area where the coffee shop is.
Okay.
That whole big area.
I haven't seen a piano there. I must look.
There's a piano facing the table restaurant.
On the other side.
Stand up, an upright piano.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So just to clarify, the 24th is a Friday.
Is it a Friday?
Just check. That's why I don't.
It is a Friday.
Oh, it's a Friday.
Okay.
Does anybody have any concerns about that?
It's an excellent day.
Friday's good. I checked.
It's a good day.
I went online and looked to see if anybody had anything scheduled. Has anybody noticed any other events?
Well, that's what we didn't know.
I don't know.
I would recommend, I don't have my phone, but just double check right now. If you have a Facebook app on your phone, does anybody have one?
Yes. I do.
Let's just, for safety's sake, I checked it a couple days ago. My phone is dead, or I would be doing
okay,
it right now.
Okay, where are we going?
So, go on to your phone.
Yeah, I'm in.
Facebook. Shh.
Go to events.
Just events?
On Facebook.
Events.
Because we all have different friends and things, so I thought
events,
maybe we could
calendar.
See. Yeah, let me show
you. You mean, should I? Go for it.
All right.
Go for it.
Just because, you know, we all have different contacts. I checked, but I didn't see anything, but you never. So, when you go into, right here?
Yes.
There's one that says events.
Yes.
Click events. And scroll through the days and see if anybody sees anything. I couldn't find anything.
I am connected to Mexico's wife.
There is that. The courtyard is having Al Fowl. I noticed that.
What's that?
Al Fowl is playing the courtyard on the 24th, which is a Friday. Our event will start earlier.
That's right.
People so, probably go from ours to theirs.
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem.
They'll probably start theirs at 8.
Mm-hmm. There's a start. It's a 7:30, but that's...
Yeah, that's yeah. The door.
And we have stuff.
We're going to start at 5:30.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to go from 5:30 until... 7. I usually say 5 to 10 just to cover. But 5:30 until 8:30 or 9. Okay. Is that okay with you?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we'll say 5 to 10 to cover the time. So if anybody sees anything come up... This is the frustrating thing right now, is that because the Royale has new people... And some of the other organizations, people start suddenly putting events up. So if anybody sees anything, just let me know so I can yell at them. No, I'm just kidding.
So what are the official times? 5 to 9?
So
yeah, 5 to 9, but it will probably be 5:30.
5:30 to 9, I think, is a good thing to say.
On the poster?
To put a, just for the sake of what we're about to vote on, I say 5 to 10, just to cover us.
As far as the cleaning and cleaning.
Yeah. And so... That means that our motion would be, I move to approve the unveiling party for the Sig Art Machine for the Convention Center in Old Bisbee on May 24th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
I'm going to second that motion.
She seconds. Do I have ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? Thank you, guys. So I thought that was clear in my trying to get that clear.
Beautiful.
Yeah, does anybody else have anything to...
And it will be like locked and loaded on there.
Yes.
Everything will be in there.
Yes.
Yes,
go ahead. And hopefully we're also going to use... this is why I need to have the meeting with Michael. I would like to use the walls around that space for the silent auction if we decide we wanted to do that also as another part of this fundraising event for the artists that are participating.
I think we should be really nailing down what we're doing because...
I'm trying to get Michael. I know, Michael's got to give me a time.
Yeah, I mean, well, so if we have Michael. Easels, that's a lot of easels, though. But yeah,
we can
yeah.
get that many. I mean, Central School, between Central School
them,
and everybody
right.
else, yeah, we can borrow stuff from Central School.
Yeah.
The band, I told them, they're waiting to find out the date from tonight, so I think we'll be good, so I'll confirm that with you.
Okay. And what's the name of the band again? I forgot to...
God.
Yeah, we'll have to... figure out spelling if there's an S or no S.
There's an
it's
S.
Real French or no French.
J E S U I S.
What is it?
A,
well, no.
Je suis
something.
Je suis.
Because I think it's.
If I have my phone, I have it written down, but I.
Je suis what?
J E S.
Rioche or something like that.
Yeah, she has the. I'll confirm that spelling. He sent it to me, so I sent you what he said.
Je suis what? How is it spoken?
I'm trying to remember, but I cannot remember the name of the band at the moment. I know who's in the band. I know what kind of music they play, but the French has never been my strong point.
They're
how do you spell it?
Suis-je. Am I rich?
Oh, it's not even just suis.
No, it's am I rich, not I am rich. Suis-je riche.
Spell it.
S-U-I-J-E,
and then
R-I-C-H-E.
So it's actually, am I rich?
Okay.
I figured, Ben does speak French, so I figured he would have done it right.
Oh, good. I do not, so that's perfect. But I don't know if the musicians themselves did it right, so let me check.
Yeah, that's
They're not French.
There's an S in it.
They're from Detroit or something. Okay.
Funny,
one of them, I think.
Karen, I hate to ask you this, but is it one of the two bands that you voted on last time?
Okay.
I just want to
it was our number one pick. It all worked out. And it will be... I'll just confirm that with them tonight.
Okay.
So
May 24th.
5:30 to 9.
We need to confirm whether we're having a silent auction.
Correct.
We're continuing to have the $100 bills.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets include drink and food?
Mm-hmm. Appetizers.
Okay. Should I specifically
drink.
Say appetizer?
Do we want to say drink? Or do we want to... So that was the question that you and I had. Do we need to get a liquor permit for...
We can see if the convention center covers us under their thing at that point, because we're inside of a business.
But we need to find out. We need to find out.
We're going to have drink and food.
I mean, there will be drinks. They might be non-alcoholic. Yeah.
So I think that the ticket then, if it's going to include their drinks and the food, let's make it $20.
We voted on that last time.
Did we vote on 10? It's 10.
Let's keep it at 10. We'll keep it at very limited. We have a very limited budget for food.
If you're going to have to do a special event liquor license, though, I'll need it by the 30th of April to put it on the May 7th agenda.
I know, and that's why I don't think that we can, because last time Lauren McKenna and I both got a liquor license, it took us 2 months. So that's why that came up. It took us 2 months from the state to get it. It was a ridiculous... The central school, I don't know why we're having such a problem.
And we can't use this. In the same building.
It's the same here. Note. So the way that it works with a liquor license for an event is that it's really complicated. So just, you know how it works, but they don't. Since we are not a business and we don't have a liquor license of our own, we go to a nonprofit and ask them to sponsor it. Or not sponsor, but we use a liquor license in their name. The state gives out liquor licenses for nonprofits for special use. Mm-hmm. Since I have a good relationship with Central School, I always just ask them. So once I ask, then Laura McKenna has to do the paperwork, and that takes a couple of days. It's kind of a pain. Mm-hmm. So they do the paperwork, and then they give it to the city, and the city has to vote on it on their agenda, and then it has to go to the state, and the state has to approve it, and then they have to send it back. And it's the last time we did it.
We could go up to Phoenix.
We could go up to Phoenix.
And deliver it.
And I go there often.
You can do that. So we might, that may be what we're coming down to.
Okay, but we first have to find out if it's okay for us, because they're private business, it might be okay.
Let's talk to them and see what it is.
My understanding is you don't need necessarily a liquor license if you are giving away.
Yeah, we're not selling, that's right.
So if you're not selling it, but I'm also of the mind that I think it makes sense to give one drink ticket, especially at $10. Mm-hmm. But
no, you're not giving them.
How are you going to make money?
We're not giving. There's no open bar. I'm sorry, I'm saying that with an all in my mouth.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, well, for $10, you only should get one drink.
Then you would want to have one drink.
I mean, that's a steal.
I'm in complete agreement with you. A drink ticket is all you get. You get a drink ticket.
A drink.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense. That means that we could be having a bar after that, which makes it a little more complicated. I will find out with the convention center as soon as we can.
As soon as we can get Michael to sit down with us and discuss this party, which will be soon.
That will not change whatsoever. One drink ticket. No, there's no... So we're just doing beer and wine, right?
Am I making tickets?
I thought you were.
I think I am.
Because that's the thing. I don't want to... This was another question, and I realized that we're... Actually, it kind of all fills under here, but I'll do it quick. I do not want to post this event on Facebook until we have a location where we're selling tickets. Because we chose not to sell tickets on Eventbrite. Because they do take...
A percentage.
And we were going to do the great old hustle in front of the Bisbee Post Office. But as soon as I post it, I want there to be at least one location where you can buy tickets, or at least be like, you can harass the hell out of Sharon Sutter, she has tickets. So...
Wait a minute.
I'm joking. No, but you notice, we need tickets pretty soon.
Yeah. So how are we going to do that? Because I don't know if we're necessarily going to get them printed all nice and neat. We don't really have the budget for that.
No.
But I could print them black and white. Mm-hmm. On a regular piece of paper.
You send it to me, I'll print it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I think color tickets is a nice thing.
What size ticket? Oh, that size.
Business card? Or less?
2x3.5.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I realize what a retard I am without my phone. Because I would look right now. It's dead. Because I was working all day.
So, if we
cut this into fives or fifths,
like
fives,
give it in 10.
This way.
That's perfect. Yeah. Something like that.
Do you want it to be long like that? Because it's going to have a lot of information on it.
Yeah, I thought we'd have some space.
It's going to have a lot of information on it. What kind of information?
I don't know.
Just where's located.
I have this information.
Okay, let's hear.
God dang.
It's gone, but yes, I have.
I'll send you a. We can put a little bit. Yeah, if we can get essentially the same stuff that's on the poster, put that on the ticket.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's not a huge amount of information, really.
We just had to put that silent auction and also one drink ticket.
Send us
a nice. Yeah, silent auction, one drink ticket.
That's a lot of work.
Snacks, they get snacks.
And bring 20s. We have to say, bring $20 bills.
Oh yeah, you might tell her that.
Bring $20 bills to use for the machine.
Okay. So the machine that's very important.
Whatever size.
Well, it takes 1s, 5s, 10s,
Laura,
20s.
Laura, whatever size you think is appropriate.
It'll fill the box up if everybody starts putting 1s in. Oh, 20 yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I actually might not put that on the ticket, just because there is an ATM.
There's an ATM right
there. Oh, there is an ATM
right there.
It's
right there.
Just
make sure that's filled.
All right.
Who's providing the food?
We are. We have a budget for food. And so once the beginning of the month comes around, we have a new meeting, we'll start assigning what people want to do.
Okay.
So if anybody, think about it, what you really don't like to do, and I'll make sure that you don't have to do that, you know? There's always something.
That's one way around.
Yeah, I know. That's my key in life.
Jello. Real
good. But we bought up enough of a budget to buy some, you know, we were going to talk to Roka too, right? I'll talk to Poco. So we ask a few places if they'll donate a little food, and then we'll get some things to fill it in. That's the pretty easy part. So, but yeah, think about what you guys want to do. So, and we'll have it. I'll have it broken down into jobs next time. So,
okay.
Are we all good on this one? Tickets, whatever size you want them to be.
I trust you. I will manage tickets.
I trust you.
Yeah.
And then,
do you want space?
And I'll pay to upgrade the paper to a cardstock. So we don't have to make it on paper.
That's right.
And once we get those tickets, I will talk to Sharon too about a location that will sell them. Pantera.
If only my printer would take card. You know, my printer already takes soft paper. What a bummer.
Do we need to vote on budgets for the poster, or did we already do that?
We have to put it on the next one.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's okay, it'll be fine.
Yeah?
Is it the poster for the event?
So yeah. What we're doing is, we paid...
I put on it tonight, time of the event, but to include, but not limited to.
So let me make this, this is what we're doing. I verbally created a budget out of thin air last meeting, and we gave a $300 band budget, and I only spent $200 on the band. So I would like to put that $100 towards printing, which I underfunded. We need more. Printing actually is pretty expensive. So I move to move the $100 in the unveiling party for Sig Art Machine budget, only 100 of it, from the band budget over to what was under, like a miscellaneous, it's under miscellaneous on our original. Does that make sense, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
So
with the Photoshop, we didn't want to get Adobe through BAC onto the computer because he wasn't sure if it was computer specific.
I don't know. I don't have an opinion on that.
But we will have to renew because the trial has expired. So it might be the same.
If anybody spends money for the BAC, I remind you to get your invoices to me so that I can put them on. We can refund people. And that would be okay. So that's okay if it goes over. We'll deal with that in the future. But I made a motion. Do I have a second?
I second the motion that we move $100 from the band budget to the printing miscellaneous budget for our posters and tickets.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Very nice. I know. All eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was the best one yet. Usually I'm like, read the thing.
There's nothing to read.
Those guys at the head of the table. You know?
Oh, no, she's got that as a hammer, too, don't you?
Yeah.
I do have a hammer.
She used it last time.
I know. It's for making sure it's like, you can reach that.
So we'll all be in communication. I do want to remind everybody, if you need to get a hold of somebody, and you can always email Nina and she'll get a hold of one of us, and we'll be breaking it down. The thing about any sort of unveiling party, this is much smaller than an art auction, which is a lot of work, but there will be some time given. It's usually really fun because the whole town seems to come out for the things like this. So
yeah, I think it's lovely because the town's going to know the artists. And so it's going to be, especially to begin with, it's going to be a curiosity item, and this is when it really counts.
Do you recall the person from the Sierra Vista Herald that was trying to get us to respond, that wanted to do an article on our machine last year?
Yeah, I can give you the contact. They have a new person.
I think that we also ought to write a some sort of a press release.
Well, what we'll do
or
is...
something, right? Something about what we're doing.
We just ask them to come over and they'll photograph it, like they did for that other thing.
Okay, good.
They're good about that.
They wanted to discuss this, you know, like thoroughly. They wanted to interview us.
I think if they're going to do an article, it would be really tasty if they did actually publish the names of the artists that are in the box. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we just,
like I said, we have to make sure before you put anything on Facebook, before we get the newspaper, we just have to get the tickets and find a place that... I want at least one location that's selling them all the time.
What would that be?
I think our best bet would probably be to ask...
Marilyn's of Pantera. Yeah,
Pantera is sort of a good one.
Maybe look.
Centrally located.
Yeah, we can ask...
Actually a pretty good one, too.
Where?
Look.
Look, yes.
I'll talk to Mark.
We talk to Mark, and are you close with
him? I can talk to him.
Then you can be like, hey, because I want a place to go. And then, of course, at the beginning of the month, we'll be taking some turns, if people have time, doing the hustle in front of the post office. Have I explained the post...
She'll do it.
Yes. If, you know, I could hear Mark saying, I've got 50 artists, I'm not sure that I can do that. So we might need an alternative place.
Well, there's one. But so, if you ever want to sell tickets to something, and Bisbier has known it, the trick is you just sit in front of the post office for as many days as possible.
And you sell out.
I'm
going to do that.
Yeah, it works.
I like sitting in front of the stuff.
You essentially, you harass all your friends and neighbors.
Remember when you said Dead Necker Road?
So what we're going to do...
A cup of tea and
let's go. Never do that.
What we're going to do, too, is I'll make sure everybody gets tickets so that we can sell them to people we know. So, and Nina and her husband have already want to buy tickets, so that's very nice.
And I've got 200 people on a yoga list, and I can probably sell 50 to them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to aim for, I don't know what the capacity is there, but we'll do well, so I think we're good.
We're going to aim for 220 people. If we fill the bot machine with 220 boxes, wouldn't it be nice to sell the machine out the first time?
Oh, that would be fun.
And then we'll be done with it.
Then we can at least reimburse ourselves.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Do the people know what they're buying in the box?
No.
Not exactly, but they'll have an idea.
They're mystery boxes?
And they're who
they're buying from.
Well, you'll know who you're buying from, but
you can pick an artist.
I just looked at Kate Bishop, beautiful,
whatever
beautiful
they put in there, you don't know.
Flower pins that are just gorgeous, and they fit inside the box. And
we're going to put an information thing on the
books,
side of the machine.
You know, that are her photo books, and they're beautiful. And Robert Moondragon, by the way, is donating the pieces, and all of the proceeds are going to the BAC. He doesn't want to be paid, so he checked the box that he doesn't need money. You know, the guy that needs money doesn't need money.
Can't tinker with BAC. You're
anyway, so it's you know, things are coming in, and they're really lovely, actually.
So it's if you take pictures,
Robert has a lot of nice little things.
But if you take pictures,
Robert Moondragon.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Well, he gave me 10 beautiful pendants. With chains and with cords.
So we'll be pushing.
What a sweetheart.
I know, he is. He really is.
We'll be putting those pictures online, too, so people can see kind of a sampling.
One last thing. This canvas is about the size, a little bit shorter of a business card, but Robin Bray suggested something that was really cool. She put her business card on the back, glued it to the back, and on the inside she glued a magnet so it can be put on the refrigerator. She had all 10 of hers lined up on the refrigerator. And then I started realizing, oh my goodness, this is going to be really cool because people can collect all the artists who are doing these and put them on the refrigerator. Have a little gallery on your refrigerator. But point being, I think I'm going to get some... What it'll do is it'll weight the box to drop down in the machine better. So I think I'm going to do that on all of them. So there's going to be an assembly party.
Okay.
You know, where I'm going to need people to help, and we'll do it to assemble the boxes, to fill the boxes. I'm not giving people the boxes to fill themselves, because in the time that I'll have them, they could get dented, or, you know, it's like, we're leaving them flat until we actually fill them, and then they go in the machine.
It's fine. I put one together.
They go together really fast.
It's not like it's hard, but it's just if every artist starts handing me 10 cigarette boxes, yeah, and I'm storing 10 filled cigarettes, I mean, that's going
to
be hard.
Are these dedicated to certain people? In other words, can any of us do these canvases? Can I take one home? Thank you.
Do I have any other...
I'm keeping track of everybody that's taking them, though, just so you know.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was the gone.
If you need, any information,
do you want one or two?
I'll take
All right, two. I move. Unless anybody has any... The hopes of keeping this short tonight. Does anybody else have anything?
Be in the first wave, but I'd like to...
No, I don't have anything else. I think we can end the meeting.
I move to adjourn this meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission. Is that? Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Just, I promised Nina a short meeting.
Will you cut that off for me?